In the working world, the swing shift occurs between days and nights. In investing, swing trading is what happens in a few days to a couple of weeks.
My time is worth money.
Looking at that time frame isn't the same as long-term investing or day trading. It takes a certain vision to find the fundamentals, technicals, and/or catalysts that can make the stocks and ETFs move.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
This is the swing shift from the traders at RagingBull.com. Experts at analyzing the indicators to find stocks and ETFs worth that you might want to take a swing at.
You want to feel how hard I can punch?
Remember, at RagingBull.com, shift happens.
It does, but we want you to stay ahead of the swing shift and the swing trades that you might be looking at, and that's why we have guests like Petra Hess here on Money Life and the Raging Bull podcast. Petra Hess is the editor at Petra Picks. And you can get more information at PetraPicks.com. Of course, she is a part of the RagingBull.com community, which is on Twitter at RagingBull. Petra Hess, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to be here.
I'm excited about today because I know that you are looking at single country ETFs. And historically, the mainstream media has always said single country ETFs, unless you're from Bulgaria, why would you play Bulgaria unless you know something special? But you see a lot of market potential in some individual world markets. Explain what you're looking at and why.
First off, it's very important for me every weekend to look at country ETFs. So I've got a list of 30 that I go through every weekend. But I look for opportunities as well in these ETFs for markets that we can't buy the individual stocks, but I can buy that country ETF if it looks bullish. Three countries that have had a great 2017 have been Mexico, Brazil, and Russia. And they've given us a pullback opportunity here now that I'm looking at. And I'm looking at weekly charts. I like to cut out the daily noise on the country ETFs and look at weekly charts. And I think there's three charts that are set up for a run back up. Brazil has had a 10% pullback. Mexico has had a nice 12% pullback, and Russia is actually at a breakout spot. So three countries that look great.
Brazil, Mexico, and Russia. Are the chart patterns the same for all of them? Is there something specific you're looking for all of them, or is each a unique, individual, different situation?
They're in different situations. Russia is over its weekly 50 and 200, and it is at a breakout zone, which would take it to levels we haven't seen since 2014. So this is a pivotal breakout area here. The Mexican ETF, which is EWW, iShares MSCI Mexico Index Fund, is the one that I use. It got all the way to the 200 MA on the weekly and has had a nice pullback to the 50 and then opened up higher today. So it looks like it's ready to go for a second leg up, because this was the first leg up in what I think will be a continued bull market in Mexico. And Brazil, it has just pulled back. It's in a nice uptrend on the weekly, and we've just gotten a pullback to the 20 MA. So if I put them in order of strength, I would go Russia, Brazil, and Mexico is how I would look at them now. But all three look fantastic.
What kind of time frame? Because, of course, we're talking swing trade here. So are we talking short swing trade? We're talking weeks, months, days? What are we looking at?
Countries trade a little bit slower, and one of the reasons I like to use them in my portfolio is I don't have to babysit them. So these will be, as long as they keep going in the right direction, they could go for 2, 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, maybe even longer, depending on how things go. But it's not a short-term swing trade.
You prioritized them with Russia first, then Brazil, then Mexico. Are you in all of them? What's the plan for getting into them?
I only entered the Russian ETF today, and my ETF portfolio is quite full with a lot of the other ETFs, so I'm not sure. Right now, I don't think I will be entering the other two. I'll put them out to my clients, but I don't think personally that I will enter the other two, but I am in the Russian ETF, the RSX.
For you to enter the other two, what would you need to see, and how long is the RSX buyable? You bought it, as you point out, in this case, we're taping on Monday, so you bought it on Monday. How long is that buyable? I mean, if it sees a run on Tuesday, is it no longer in a buyable range, or what's the range?
I would not chase the price up. It closed today at $22.28, and I would not chase the price on this up over the $22.71 area.
So $22.71. And for the others, while you said you may not buy them for your own personal portfolio reasons, you are alerting members and subscribers at PetraPicks.com. So what's the buy range on them?
The Brazil ETF up to $41.11, and the EWW, the Mexican ETF, you can give that one to $51.74.
And stops on these?
So stops on the EWW, what you're looking for is a close. You don't want it to close the weekly below the 50 MA, so probably right around the 49.88 area. And on the EWZ, the stop would be you don't want to close now below the 20 MA on the weekly, right around 39.15. And Russia is 21.38, and that's under a support zone.
So there you have it, the reasons and the parameters to be looking at individual country plays. And in this case, it's the RSX to play Russia, the EWZ to play Brazil, and the EWW for Mexico. Those are the three ETFs. Petra, of course, has pointed out she is in the RSX, not in the others, but she's laid out a case that if you want to make a swing trade looking at those individual countries, how you would do it. Petra, always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a great week.
Petra Hess is the editor at Petra Picks. It's PetraPicks.com online, part of RagingBull.com, which is on Twitter at Raging Bull. All right, we are heading for home on the November 7th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Brian Hinman, the Chief Investment Officer for the Motley Fool Funds, will be here talking stocks when we return in just a moment. Stay tuned.